Governor Bill Walker's proposed budget would cut $9 million in home heating subsidies for low-income Alaskans. KDLG's Hannah Colton reports on the plan to eliminate the Alaska Heating Assistance Program.
About 800 households throughout the Bristol Bay region receive government assistance with heating their homes each year. While the majority of those are funded by the federal Low-Income Energy Assistance Program, roughly 150 households are served through the state's Alaska Heating Assistance Program. Ray Bell Whitcomb is the director of workforce development at the Bristol Bay Native Association, which administers both federal and state heating assistance for the region.
It takes a single application to apply for services, and depending on what income level that the household qualifies under, determines which pocket of funding that we use to provide the benefit.
So while there will still be federal funds available for the poorest households, Whitcomb says cutting the Alaska Heating Assistance Program would leave a whole segment of the population without help for their heating bills.
The biggest impact is that people need to plan wisely. You know, with the state dividends, it was really important that people actually pay down on their utility bills and not expect that the Heating Assistance Program is going to cover the full year's utilities. It will never be funded at those levels. So just be wise, you know, do some energy efficient improvements around your home, put up some weather stripping around the windows and the doors, you know, change out inefficient heaters, do small things that actually can make a big difference on their utility bills.
The governor's plan is just the first step in the budget cycle. Lawmakers will have a chance to make their own plans when the legislative session begins next month. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.